Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Tekion Networks Limited earnings conference call for the second half and full year of financial year 2026. We are joined today by the senior members of the management team, including Mr. Manish Kumar Sharma, MD and Chairman, and Mr. Vivek Singh, CFO. As a reminder, all the participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask the questions after the management remarks. Note that this meeting is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference to Mr. Vivek Singh, who will walk you through the financial results for the period. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Drishti. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our H2 FY26 and full year financial year 26 earnings call. For H2 FY26, that is for the period 1st October 25 to 31st March 2026. On a consolidated basis, the company reported revenue of rupees 28.97 crores, posted positive EBITDA of rupees 1.61 crore, delivering an operating margin of 5.32%, while PAT remained positive at 0.44 crore and reflecting a margin of 1.44%. For full year 26, the consolidated revenue stood at 71.05 crores. The operating margin is close to 10%. In absolute numbers, it is 7.09 crores. PAT is at 3.65 crore with the margin of a little over 5%. Earnings per share for the full year stood at rupees 3.29 per share. I would like to highlight that second half was a bit challenging for us due to various situations which were out of our control. So our revenue was impacted, but our balance sheet improved dramatically as our focus was to preserve capital. Our total liabilities in this period fell sharply from rupees 50 crores to 12.20 crores. So reduction of close to 75%. Our debt to equity ratio is lowest in our peer groups, which stands at just 0.12. We reduced our trade payables from 30.21 crores to 3.77 crores, reflecting that our core focus was to preserve our capital. To summarize the financials, while top line was impacted by H2 headwinds, which included the steep rise in the component prices, IT hardware component prices, as well as the disruption in the supply part, where the your duration of supply has increased from 6 to 8 weeks to close to 6 to 8 months. So in the second half, our profitability was protected. Our balance sheet remained strengthened. We reduced our debt by 40%. Now the company has entered FY27 in a financially sound position with significantly lower leverage and a clean liability structure. We are very much positive to deliver better results in the coming in financial year 27. With that, I'll hand over to Mr. Manish Kumar Sharma, our Chairman and Managing Director, who will cover the key operational highlights and future outlook of the company. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Vivekji, and very good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the operational highlights for the financial year 26. Basically, financial year 26 was a year of two distinct halves, and I want to address both with the transparency and depth that our investors deserve. Now, H1 financial year 26 was a period of a strong operational execution. We delivered revenue from operations of 42.08 crores in the first half alone, keeping PAT of rupees 3.22 crores and EBITDA margin nearly 13%. That performances validated our model, our client relationship, and our deliver capability. Even in last few years, it is almost the same if I see for last two, three financial years. So, but in S2 financial year 26, that was materially impacted by an extraordinary externally driven global supply chain crisis, one that affected the entire IT integration sector, not Tekion alone. And global manufacturing capacity shifted rapidly and aggressively toward AI infrastructure due to the huge demand for the AI data centers across the globe. And as a consequence, so traditional IT networking components, which are likely switches, firewalls, compute hardware, storage, that experienced price inflation of 40% to over 300% even in some components. Component lead time also, which were once predictable to 8 to 12 weeks, now that extended to between 9 to 12, 52 weeks for certain critical items. I want to be unambiguous about what happened in S2, but we did not lose a single customer. We did not lose market share. Our competitive position remained fully intact. Now, what we choose to do deliberately and prudently was to defer the execution of fixed price contracts or the contracts which were supposed to be given in a negative side due to the cost inflation had made those economics financially unviable. We had two choices: execute at a loss to protect the headline revenues or to protect the balance sheet. We chose financial discipline to strengthen our balance sheet. And as Vivekji told you also that we wanted to keep our working capital intact. Despite the H2 headwinds, our fundamentals remain strong. We now have a confirmed executable order book of rupees 32 crores. We are not waiting for the macro environment to heal itself, and to protect our financial year 27 pipeline, we have already executed structural changes, and we have also diversified our vendors, added price escalation clauses to new contracts to eliminate fixed price risk, locked in better supplier visibility, and shifted more procurement to Make in India product lines to avoid these global supply shocks. Now, we remain deeply confident that in the long-term trajectory of Tekion Networks, the Indian IT infrastructure market is large, growing, and increasingly aligned to exactly the specialization we have built over the past few years. Now, I'll request the moderator to open the lines for questions. We'll do our best to address each question thoughtfully and with complete transparency. Thank you. Over to you, Dishti.
Thank you to the management team for the insightful introduction about the company. We will now move on to the Q&A sessions. Participants who wish to ask the question are kindly requested to raise their hand. To ensure we accommodate as many queries as possible, we request each participant to limit themselves to the three questions at a time before rejoining the queue if needed. I request the participants to raise their hands for asking the questions. Sir, we have received one question in the Q&A box. So, what is the current stock value at cost?
Sorry, didn't get the question. Stock value?
The investor has asked, what is the current stock value at cost?
So this is not clear. Stop.
Maybe he's
Okay.
asking about the order book, sir.
Okay. So order book, as Manishi said, and is 32 crores as on 31st March 26. In last 45 days, we have received new fresh orders of 3.2 crores, and this is what we are having in hand, and there are future orders in pipeline. So anything more specific they want to know?
So we have received another question. So is the management providing any guidance for FY27?
Manish, you would like to take that, or should I?
No, please continue.
Okay. So, as far as revenue guidance is concerned, we cannot provide any point-specific revenue, and I want to explain why that is actually. It is a mark of discipline rather than evasiveness. I cannot say a number or and even in the given uncertainty, but what I can tell you is the building blocks. We start this year, financial year 27, with a 32 crore confirmed order book. Our pipeline beyond the order book includes projects under active contracting where our sales team, pre-sales teams are actively working on the opportunities, which management is reviewing month on month. So based on the trajectory of our supply conditions and further our execution capacity, we expect financial year 27 revenue to be meaningfully higher than financial year 26. And if to give a frame, like a range, then obviously we would be surpassing the year 24, 25 numbers with our orders in hand, and as well as the current pipeline and the projects for which it is under process, like the bid has not yet come, but we are working on that. Financial year 26 run rate as a minimum, if I can say that for first half, if I have to give a figure, then definitely we are chasing first half as to repeat what we did in FY 26, which was 42 crores, and whatever we can do beyond that would be great. So giving a number, that is a tough call as of now, but the activities which we are doing, the meetings which we are continuously doing with our customers, the inquiries which we are receiving from the customers, the areas where like BFSI, which was very minimal in our book, we are having a special focus on BFSI sector. Then DPDP Act, we are creating a lot of awareness to our existing customers. We are not yet sure how the order book from DPDP will be. But given the activities we are doing, the inquiries we are receiving, and with our order book, I can only say that we will surpass our FY24, FY25 numbers by close to 15%.
Okay, so we have received a few questions in the Q&A box. So what is the percentage of the current order book that is fixed price?
That's a good question. So the current order book, primarily 32 out of 32 crores of order book, close to 12 crores order book is for services. So services is like we are providing the operation and maintenance services, and we are doing that on Q on quarter and quarter basis. The remaining 20 crores, which is kind of supply and installation part. So I believe largely because it is of last year, largely it is of fixed price. But the materials, we have already incorporated the escalated prices in our bidding contracts. So any further increase, yes, that will definitely hit the margin. But we are very cautious on the new orders being taken this year. So, and we are building that escalation clause in that orders.
Vivek, one point I would like to add here, that
Yes.
in the current order book, whatever the fixed contracts, fixed price contracts which we are having, we have already placed the order with the OEMs and they have
Okay.
already freeze the prices. So there is no further price escalation in the current order book.
Thanks. Thanks for the clarification.
Okay. The next question is, how much of the H2 revenue shortfall was due to supply chain issues versus the operational or execution failure on the Tekion's part?
So as far as Tachyon failure part is concerned, so we have delivered 100% whatever order we have got it through successfully. And the major impact was due to the price inflation and the global supply chain. So there was not a single order which we have failed to deliver just because of our operational efficiency and all.
Yes, as Manish rightly said, there were no execution failures, no project cancellations by clients, and no competitive losses. I would rather ask investors to look at the peer company's performance as an evidence. So, Allied Digital, which is a globally diversified IT managed services company, is operating in 70 countries. It saw its standalone entity swing from a 10 crores of profit to a net loss situation in FY26 despite revenue growth. So the companies which were chasing revenues definitely have had losses and booked lower margins in entire year. You can also look at Tejas Networks, where revenue declines by 82% in the quarter, in the fourth quarter of FY26. So these are the bigger companies. If they are suffering such kind of revenue losses as well as margins are shrinking, we wisely chosen the other path. We didn't chase the revenue. We stuck to what where the we are not getting the confirmed prices, where the our vendors were not giving us the window of only 30 days for the prices. We didn't bid that cases because our life cycle of our projects are close to 4 to 5 months. S from bidding to procurement to supply and receiving the payment. So if our vendor said that, sir, this is the price for next 30 days, beyond that, I won't commit, we didn't enter into that projects. So that's why we remain kind of our liquidity remain protected, our net worth remain protected, and we are in a better position to deliver our capabilities this year.
Okay. The next question is, what is the revenue mix in terms of PSU government business versus non-government business, and what is the target of that mix in 2-3 years?
So, government versus we are kind of primarily dealing. We are primarily dealing into the government sectors only. So, our mix was 85 to 15%, 85% to government and 15% to enterprise or private customers. Even in the government, from state governments to PSUs, it is around 60% state government and 40% PSUs. So we are very much aware that this mix lengthens our working capital cycle, and we are working on that. Going forward, we want to increase our enterprise business. We want to increase our PSU Navratna business, and we want to have lower dependency on state governments. So the mix, ideal mix should be like 30 to 40% from the state government, remaining 40% from PSUs and 20% to 25% from enterprise businesses. Enterprise businesses give us very thin margins, but yes, the cash from cash flow point of view, it's a good business. So in 2 3 years, we will try to achieve like 30% from state governments, 40% from PSUs, and remaining 30% from enterprise business.
Okay. The next question is from Mr. Tanmay Mehta.
Yes, please.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, Tanmay, please go ahead.
Yeah, so with global AI infrastructure demand continuing to strain networking component supplies, like what gives the management confidence that the H2 supply challenges will not recur in FY27?
Yeah, hi Tanmay. So basically, as per the OEM feedback and the industry feedback, we are seeing this turbulence for next 3 to 4 months more, and post that it will get normal. Because now whatever order we are loading with our OEM, they are able to give their timeline also. Yeah, a bit higher, but at least at this stage, they are giving the exact timeline that we will be able to deliver it in next 3 4 months timeline max. So I think this turbulence will last another 3 to 4 months maximum. This is what our industry says.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
So the next question is, so apart from the Bihar business loss, is there are any other orders lost? And if we, yes, you can quantify.
Firstly, that is not an order lost. That is the contract got over, and the fresh bidding is done. Actually, it is done with the fresh procurement, not with the services contract. So it's not the order lost or contract lost, but yes, it got over. And nothing, I think, significant any order loss we have.
So 1 5 crore order, we didn't lose it, but we, with the good relation with the customer, we managed to get it cancelled, and re-tendering is expected in current month, in the month of June.
Okay. The next question is, as you have implemented the escalation clauses in the new contracts, so your existing order book of 32 crore, is that protected by the escalation clauses, or is it still at fixed prices?
No, so as I told you already, that this current order book, whatever is the fixed price contract is there. So we have already placed the order with the OEM and they have entertained it. I mean, there is no change in that.
Okay. So the next question is, can you give us the sense of the total pipeline value and the what is the conversion probability of that pipeline?
For the financial year 27?
Yes.
Okay, so as Vivekji said, that we are seeing the growth nearly 15 to 20% from the last year order book, and I'm very sure that we will do it. I mean, that number.
Okay. I request all the participants to put their questions in the Q&A box or raise their hand for asking the question. Sir, we have received one question. So, are there any plans of geographical expansion?
Yes, so we have already taken one step for the West region, that is specifically in Mumbai, and we have hired one senior resource, technical commercial resource over there to address our BFSI customer. So as of now, we have that focus, and obviously in East India, specifically in the seven sister states like Assam, Tripura, Agartala, wherein we have good customer base already, and we are trying to focus on that territory also.
Yes. So the next question is, our H2 EBITDA margin was around 5% versus 13% in H1. So what will be the sustainable EBITDA margin band for the Tekion going forward?
So, for next financial year, our EBITDA margin would be somewhere around 11 to 13%. And not exactly, I cannot forecast for the H1 because, as I said, there would be a turbulence for next 3 to 4 months for this price hike and global supply chain. But for the whole year, I can predict that it would be around 11 to 13% in between that range.
Yeah, so despite the H2 lower numbers, we managed to have an EBITDA margin of close to 10% in full financial year. So 11 to 13% is what we are looking at, and this will give us a good bottom line as well.
Yeah. So the next question is, you have an order book of around 32 crore, right? So what is the typical execution timeline for that, and how much of this will convert to revenue in FY20?
Okay. So, like I said, that there are few orders, service orders, which we build quarterly on quarterly. And there are, so average, our project cycle is 4 to 5 months. Out of this 32 crores, we are very much sure that close to 20 to 22 crores, we would be able to bill it in FY, first half of the financial year 27. And we are looking for more orders coming in the next months. So this 32 crores, there are a couple of multi-year contracts in these order book, which will have a revenue impact of for this financial year, kind of 4 to 5 crores would spill over in the next 2 3 years. So out of this 32 crores order book, 27 28 crores we are definitely going to bill. Out of that 27 28 crores, 20 crores to 22 crores would be able to bill in first half. So I answered this because this was specifically on 32 crores order book. So the numbers would be higher as we are expecting good orders in this quarter, in the coming month.
I request all the participants to raise their hand for asking the question or put the questions in the Q&A box. Sir, as mentioned in the PPT, price escalation is high and a headwind for us. So, knowing some of the component capacity is yet to have supply constraint for much longer, so want to understand how you came up with 3 4 months number where we might see some normalization.
Can you repeat the question, Drishti, again?
Yes, sir. The question is from Mr. Tejas. So as he is asking, as mentioned in the PPT, price escalation is high and a headwind for us. So knowing some of the components capacity is yet to have supply constraint for much longer, so want to understand how you came up with the 3 4 months number where we might see some normalization.
So, We have not told any 3-4 month number. Actually, whatever the order book we are having, we are supposed to bill and execute it in till September, I mean H1. And I said that 3 to 4 months time will take as per our industry feedback for the normalcy. Whatever the turbulence we have, it would get over in next 3-4 months. Am I right, Vivek?
Yes. So we are actually also looking at bigger picture, and we, wherever possible, we are pitching Make in India products also as a strategy so that we remain kind of protected from the price escalations.
Sir, so the next question is, so FY26 full year revenue was around 71 crores. It is 31% lower than FY25. So is this the new base or should we expect a recovery?
It is not a base. That's very clear. It is not a baseline. Yeah. So it happened just because of some geopolitical or global supply chain crisis. So we are not taking it as a baseline. Again, we have a baseline of that 100 crore and we are seeing the growth of 15 to 20% in next financial year. I mean, financial year 27.
Okay. So, sir, as there are no further questions, so I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
So, thank you all for joining today and for your continued trust and support. We remain confident in our strategy and committed to delivering long-term value. We look forward to keeping you updated in our progress in the quarters ahead. And thank you for joining with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Techion Networks Limited and the management team, we thank all the participants for joining today's earnings call. A replay will be made available on the company's investor website. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.